Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And today's cattle futures market is a little bit under pressure, with the live cattle finishing anywhere from $1 to about $1.80 lower. The weakest month was the October, down $1.77 at 107 even. And that was about 40 cents off of their lows earlier in the day. And then feeder cattle are actually slightly higher in the August at 142.45, up 20. September's down $1.37 at 141.70. October's down $1 at 142.07. A lot of weakness across the board here. Technically speaking, we have sold off over the last 10 trading days or so. Looking at the September feeders, 10 days ago, they were on the 12th. The high was around 149.32. Currently, they're 141.70. So what is that, an $8, $9 sell-off since August the 12th? But if you look at the longer-term rally, going back to the first part of April, which was down around 111, the 50% retracement's at 130.50. So that's another $10 just to get back to the 50% retracement. So there's still some room for the market to move lower just to get back to those pretty common retracement levels. The hogs today were slightly lower again. The December, of course, has been rallying, but it's down 25 at 56.42.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Well, the grain markets were generally stronger here today. We had the corn unchanged, but it rallied back after being a little bit lower all day. The soybeans were 2 to 4 cents higher, which put November at 924.5 up 4. Chicago wheat was up about 4 cents. Kansas City wheat was up about 5 cents, which put December Kansas City wheat at 461 even, up 5.5. On the charts, we are kind of banging out new highs here. Yesterday's high was actually the high, and it was 462.75, but we're 461 now, so we're right on that level. There is some reports out of Russia. They're changing and softening up their wheat production estimates. And if you look at the U.S. Production, the production's been down for years now here in the United States in terms of our wheat production, but it has yet to make a real big impact on price and make wheat prices profitable. And as we go into planting season here, it'll be interesting to see, kind of like last year, how much was planted for grain. Ends up not being a whole lot. Most people are actually grazing it out. So we'll keep watching that. The cotton today was just about unchanged here, down 5 in December at 65.53. And here late, the stock market's fighting its way back. Currently, the Dow's up about 70 at 28,259.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.